Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Beipei Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 22, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Apple's Tap & Go tech launch to be approved by EU. Apple has announced that its offer to open up a Tap & Go tech mobile payment system is to be approved by EU antitrust regulators in May 2024. TBI Bank to make euro adoption more accessible for Bulgarian clients. TBI Bank has announced its plan to make the euro adoption more accessible for Bulgarian customers and abandon BGN, EUR currency exchange spread. New Mexico receives $100 million United States dollars in equity. New Holdings, a digital financial services platform, has announced that it intends to increase New Mexico's equity capitalization by nearly $100 million United States dollars. Brank is awarded open banking BOTA license by Bank Indonesia. Brank is has been licensed for account information services, AINS, after the company secured payment service provider, PJP, Category 2 license by Bank Indonesia, by. FPC report explores QR code adoption for faster payments. The U.S. Faster Payments Council, FPC, has released a report that explores QR code adoption for faster payments at point of sale. Uber Eats and Forage to enable Snap EBT payments. U.S.-based Forage has disclosed a collaboration with Uber Eats to facilitate payment processing of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, Electronic Benefit Transfer, EBT, payments. Airwallex partners with Bird. Airwallex has partnered with Bird, a global communication platform, to power Bird's international payments operations. AffiniPay goes live in Puerto Rico. U.S.-based AffiniPay has expanded into Puerto Rico with LAPE and CPA Charge, enhancing payment solutions for legal and accounting professionals. World First launches World Trade. World First launches the global sourcing payment solution World Trade in order to facilitate secure, fast, and efficient B2B trade for SME customers. Nstream, Socure tackle synthetic fraud in Canada. Nstream and Socure have collaborated to integrate Nstream's datasets into Socure's Sigma synthetic fraud solution, aimed at combating synthetic identity fraud in the Canadian market. ECB to instruct UniCredit on Russia business reduction. Reuters reports that the European Central Bank, ECB, has decided to instruct Italy-based UniCredit to scale down its business activities with Russia. Barclays urges action as the investment scams rise. Barclays has classed social media platforms to act in order to improve verification of financial adverts, as investment scams rise by 29%. UK police takes down lab host. The UX Metropolitan Police has announced that it infiltrated Lab Host, a fraud website leveraged by criminals to scam individuals into handing over their personal data. Kraken acquires TradeStation Crypto to expand reach in the U.S. U.S.-based digital asset exchange Kraken has bought TradeStation Crypto to expand its regulatory licensing in the U.S. Central banks embark on tokenization project. The Bank for International Settlements, together with 7 central banks, is embarking on a major project to explore tokenization of cross-border payments. EBA Day 2024. The future of CBDCs, tokenized deposits and stablecoin adoption. Tokenized money is on the horizon in numerous countries. This week, the Bank of England's Sarah Breeden announced that a discussion paper will be released in summer 2024 to draw on input from the private sector to complement the work being conducted on stablecoin regulation and retail central bank digital currency, CBDC. Taba Pay to acquire assets of bankrupt BOSS provider Synapse. Money-moving platform Taba Pay is to acquire the rival assets of bankrupt banking-as-a-service platform Synapse. Klarna sells virtual shopping business Hero. Klarna is selling Hero, the virtual shopping platform it acquired in 2021, to video commerce outfit Bambuser in a deal worth around 1.3 million euros. SoftSpace opens JCB payment gateway in Malaysia. SoftSpace SDN. BHD. SoftSpace, the world's leading fintech as a service, FaaS, provider, and JCB International Company, Limited, the international operations subsidiary of JCB Company, Limited. JCB announced the launch of the first ever JCB payment gateway in Malaysia. Go Cardless app introduced to Intuit QuickBooks Marketplace in Australia and the US. Go Cardless, the bank payment company, has expanded its partnership with Intuit QuickBooks, a leading financial management software, with two new launches. Neom appoints Alexandra Johnson as Chief Payments Officer. Neom, the leader in real-time cross-border payments, today announced the appointment of Alexandra Johnson as the company's first Chief Payments Officer. Clearhouse to enter UK market via Manchester-based fintech Rift. Manchester-based innovative fintech Rift announces a new partnership with Clearhouse, allowing the Danish acquirer to leverage its technology solutions and cater to digital platforms and marketplaces. Crypto trader convicted of $110 million fraud. A cryptocurrency trader has been convicted of fraud in connection with a $110 million market manipulation case. Liquidnet debuts Superblock. Liquidnet, a leading technology-driven agency execution specialist, today announced its new equities Superblock initiative, with the launch of Superblock Matching. Amandra ships AI assistant for fixed connectivity. Amandra Inc., the AI company pioneering industrial automated reasoning, today announced the launch of Fix Wizard for its fixed connectivity suite used by banks and trading firms. FCA turns the microscope on big tech. The UK's Financial Conduct Authority intends to step up its investigations into the competitive implications of big tech companies in financial services. Retail investment app Midas raises $45 million. Istanbul-based retail investing startup Midas has raised $45 million to roll out crypto, mutual fund, and savings account products to its 2 million users. Alika Bank reports first profitable year. SME challenger bank Alika has achieved its first full year of profit just 3 years since opening its doors to lending. Bassware debuts AI-based fraud protection product. Bassware, a global leader in AP automation and invoice processing, has introduced AP Protect, an AI-powered solution that empowers finance teams to protect their organizations from the threat of profit loss, invoice errors and fraud. Smart Search appoints Phil Cotter as CEO. Smart Search, the UK's leading provider of digital compliance and anti-money laundering, AML, solutions, today announces the appointment of Phil Cotter to the position of Chief Executive Officer. Study reveals surge in self-credit monitoring among Hong Kong residents. A study conducted by TransUnion has revealed that enrollments for self-credit monitoring have seen a notable increase among Hong Kong residents. Taba Pay to acquire assets of Synapse Financial Technologies. Money movement platform Taba Pay has announced that it will acquire the assets of Synapse Financial Technologies as part of its product expansion strategy. Trustly to advance the expansion of European businesses. Open banking payments provider Trustly has announced its plans to increase growth for businesses operating across Europe via the Trustly Growth Guarantee solution. UniCredit switches to MasterCard TouchCard. UniCredit has announced it is upgrading all its debit, credit and prepaid cards to MasterCard TouchCard, which includes features for blind and partially sighted people. Bambuser acquires Klarna's tech solution. Sweden-based live video shopping provider Bambuser has announced its partnership with Klarna, with the company acquiring the latter's virtual shopping solution. Ivorypay partners with Tether. Nigeria-based blockchain payments startup Ivorypay has formed a partnership with stablecoin issuer Tether to offer digital transactions to more consumers across Africa. IDEMIA unveils crypto agility solution for post-quantum security. IDEMIA Secure Transactions has unveiled a crypto agility solution aimed at assisting service providers in protecting their products. Apple offer to open up NFC payments access set for EU approval, Reuters. EC antitrust regulators are set to approve an offer from Apple to open up the NFC chip technology that enables iPhone users to make contactless payments to third-party providers, according to Reuters. Citi execs join Icon board. Icon Solutions has today announced the appointment of James West, head of payments business execution and platform modernization, Citi Services, to its board of directors. Amit Raichsinghani, head of payments technology, Citi Services, has also been appointed as a board observer. DTCC urges market participants to up their game in anticipation of T1. The implementation of AT+1 settlement cycle in the U.S. is a little over 1 month away, and market participants continue to prepare for the May 28, 2024, deadline. Oracle floats analytics cloud for climate change. Earth Day financial institutions are under increased pressure from regulatory bodies to understand their environmental footprint and that of the companies they finance or invest in, otherwise known as financed emissions. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.